This is an 8-iron, and it's a dead shank.
Wow.
Way right.
Oh, takes a hop off the path.
You got to be kidding me.
Very tough pitch shot right here. You got to hit it into the hill. One hop up and bite, and it's in.
Kind of like that.
Well, this podcast is going to be a little bit different. I have Jay Armour on, who's a part of the Sub 70 team, and we are going to be talking about today the Rust-Oleum Championship at Ivanhoe Golf Club, which is from June 4th to June 10th. We were lucky enough to be out there for media day, so we're going to do a little bit of a preview of the event, kind of our thoughts on the golf course, and we got some information from the tournament director of what's going on. So, Jay, glad to have you on board today. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Also, big road trip coming up for you, right? Leaving for Sand Hills of Nebraska to play some golf, going out to Dismal River, Wild Horse, where else you wind up in?
I will be out in your neck of the woods later today to play the Great Kishwaukee. And, after that, tomorrow morning, my brother and my dad and I are making the, 10, 11-hour drive.
Pilgrimage would be the right word.
Yeah, it's like our, 21st century version of the Oregon Trail, being stuck in a car for 10-plus hours with two other 200-plus pound men.
Way over 200-pound-plus men.
Yeah, well over. I was just, kind of giving them the sort of benefit of the doubt.
No.
But we are heading out to Dismal River, and we're going to play Wild Horse on the way. We're going to spend 2 days at Dismal and then possibly play something on the way back. It's been floated that we might even play Wild Horse again because we've heard awesome things. So,
well, I can attest from being out to all those places, world class. You've never seen anything like it golf wise. It's absolutely incredible. And I hope if it does get warm out there because it's deserty, between your father, your brother, and yourself, if the air conditioner died in that car, that could be the most horrific car ride ever for 11 hours.
I might be hanging out the sunroof on the way back if that's the case.
The effects of roller dogs and cheap beer could be an awful road trip. Anyway, enjoy it, man. It's one of my favorite.
Yeah, and if anybody's interested, I'll try and post some pictures and some other stuff on our social media while I'm out there. So check us out on either Twitter or Instagram would probably be the easiest places for me to post some of that stuff. And those accounts are both at Golf Sub 70. So I will definitely post some stuff, and then maybe even Ryan and I maybe might be able to do a little podcast afterward and talk to you and Grant, about being out there and that sort of thing. So
do like a call-in special where someone actually calls me.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that could work. And then call Angry Goltz as well as secondary to get his opinion of this stuff. You could just do like a round table with random calls to your golfing buddies. I think this would work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, on the topic, Rust-Oleum Championship. We got to do the preview day, which was cool. That is Ivanhoe, which is in kind of like the north suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah.
That's a solid track for a web.com event. I mean, I thought it's a bunch of really good holes. The course is solid. They're going to be able to hide some pins. I mean, 25 under par is not going to win it. If they put it in the middle, they could, but it's a solid track. I thought it was a really good golf course. Something as a member, I could see why people join it. You could play it every day. There's enough holes that are gettable. There's enough holes that are challenging. The topography is really pretty in the area that they have. I was impressed with it.
Yeah, it's technically, I think it's sort of in Mundelein. Their address is Ivanhoe, but yeah, it's in that northwest sort of suburb area. They have 27 holes, and they kind of picked 18 of them to route the course. We were lucky enough to play it 6-7 weeks ago, probably.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, really fun. We had a great group with a couple other sort of local Chicago area TV broadcasters, which was fun. But yeah, the greens are interesting. There's definitely some different pin placements that can cause issues. There's some runoff areas around some of the greens. I think the last 2 years, right around 13, 14 under has been the number to win it.
Which makes sense after playing it, right? I mean, I just don't see. Yeah. I mean, there's some pretty tucked pins, and if you get the rough up and get it fast and firm, which it'll be fast and firm for us.
Yeah, it's been dry.
They play it. Yeah, you're not going to shoot 2,500 and four rounds in that track. It just
I think, you know, a low round out there would be, you know, 64, 65 probably, and you're going to have guys that, depending on pin placements, I mean, I think if you can shoot 60, 68, 69 every day, you're going to be right in it for sure.
Yeah, I bet cut's going to be around even par.
I would imagine, yeah. I'm actually looking. Yeah, the 2017 cut was, yeah, right at plus one. So, yeah, exactly.
I have no data in front of me. I'm just going off of playing the course and understanding kind of what these guys can do and what they can't do. And that seems about right from playing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had the tournament director, Scott, on. And unfortunately, we had like a total equipment failure, and we didn't get the conversation recorded. But I got some good information from him about the event. So it's kind of a cool process of talking to what a tournament director will do. And some news, Mike Weir will be playing in the event, which is kind of cool.
So awesome.
Some of those guys on the 48 to 49-year-old exemption, which they're exempt with X amount of wins or cuts made or money earned. There's a variety of ways, like guys like Sean McKeel or Mike Weir. I'm trying to think who else. Stuart Appleby would be in that group. I believe he's playing as well. So Weir being there is pretty cool. He said that's a pretty, you know, well-attended event on the web, and you'll get some guys who are not in the PGA Tour event, who are exempt on the PGA Tour, that might switch over if they want to keep playing because the golf course is so well-regarded. It's one of the better ones on that tour.
Right.
So that part's good. The field should be really strong. I think it's really cool what they're doing with the exemptions for some of the local guys, of having TK Kelly, and we're going to have him on the podcast later. We were going to try to do a walkthrough or kind of a walking observer with him. I think he's pretty psyched about this week, and I think he wants everything to be as calm as can be, so he's kind of not wanting more of a circus atmosphere than it's probably already going to be there for him with all the local support. So I totally get where he's coming from. We're going to do that later. Nick Hardy's going to be there. I did not hear back from Jimmy. I don't know if Stanger is in. I don't know if you can pull it up to look and see if he's in yet or not, because with his partial status, I don't know if he's moved up enough to get in that event. That'd be cool to see him out there.
Yeah.
So we'll be out there on Thursday, and they're going to try to put us with maybe like one of the guys in the 48 to 49-year-old veterans group that'll be playing out there that wouldn't mind if we sort of tagged along. So hopefully we'll be able to kind of see it from inside the ropes and kind of do a field report and potentially do a podcast that day afterwards. And I okayed the question people had, which I thought was interesting. It makes sense. Player has a bad round. He's not going to want to do an interview. And I said,
no,
well, that's
of course
okay.
Not.
We'll let the player have a veto and do a podcast at a later event. But I think it'd be cool after playing it to see how they play it inside the rope. So there is still hope, you know, that we can still kind of do that and bring that to the podcast. So it's kind of cool.
I would say, yeah, definitely. No, I think that would be great. It's a cool event, and I attended it the first year that it was at Ivanhoe, which was 2016. Before that, I think for a couple of years, they had it at a course outside of Cleveland. But the last two winners, in 2016, it was Max Homa, who he did get back to me on Twitter, said he's going to be there and playing. I'm not sure, he wasn't in the event last year. I'm not sure if he was playing on the PGA Tour that week or what happened, but he'll be back. He's a NCAA individual champ, All-American out at Cal. And then last year, Steven Yeager won. He has four web wins. And Ted Potter Jr. was in second place last year. So it just kind of shows that some of these guys, you know, he goes from being, you know, on the web tour last year and then, you know, kind of trying to figure it out. And then, you know, I'd say, what is that? Probably 9 months later, he wins the AT&T Pro-Am at Pebble Beach.
Yeah, Yeager's going to be in an interesting position because he's so far down the money list on the PGA Tour, even though he's exempt. And he won that. He kind of did what we talked about, where he played to keep the momentum going, what was that, 2 or 3 weeks ago on the web, and won.
Yep.
So now he only needs like $40,000 more to be exempt on the PGA Tour next year. So does he does he start playing more web to try to lock up his card and then play more of the fall series?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting where he's at. I think, you know, as I was doing some research, he's made about $200,000 on the PGA Tour, which I think put him at like 170th for the FedEx Cup and all the other stuff. On the web.com 25, which is you got to be top 25 to get your card, he's 17th or 18th or something like that, just from basically playing in, you know, a couple tournaments. Because he's already at about $100,000 on the web tour. So yeah, he's in an interesting situation where, you know, he can get his card a couple different ways, and what does he think his best option is for doing that?
Yeah, it'll be if is this a week that he's obviously played well on the golf course? Does he play in it to try to lock his card up and then go play the PGA Tour? It's interesting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think he's played in like 18 events on the PGA Tour, and he's made 10 cuts. But if I remember correctly, he's missed like 4 or 5 cuts in a row. So if he's struggling out on the PGA Tour, you know, it could be an opportunity where he says, you know, I've been to this course, I've played well there, I have good thoughts and memories of it. You know, it's a better situation possibly for me to get kind of up into maybe the top 10 for the web tour money list and, you know, kind of assure himself that he'll get his card again. So,
yeah, it's going to be a cool event. I can't wait to get out there to kind of see it. And then I also know from talking to Scott, they're going to have some cool activities outside of the great golf. You're going to have, I think they have like a wine and beer tasting. Awesome. I think they have like a vodka tent. There's like jump houses for the kids. So I know he said they're really trying to make it. And I think kids get in for free. Mm-hmm. You buy one ticket, I believe you're in for the whole week. So
yeah.
Like for a fun family entertainment, you're going to get to see some great golf and do a bunch of extra stuff too. They said they've really been working on that to try to bring the full experience to people, and it seems like they're going to be able to pull it off. So, yeah, I think you're going to be able to see some guys out there that you've seen win on the PGA Tour many times, and you're going to see some young players and some local guys, seeing what they can do, basically one notch away from the highest level of golf. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, like I said, as a spectator, even when I attended myself, I mean, it's $21 for a ticket that gets you in Thursday through Sunday. And the only other ticket option is basically a $100 ticket that gets you into a pavilion that has unlimited drinks and snacks and private restrooms and all the rest. So, I mean, as far as affordability and being able to go see, you know, the best golfers in the world up close, I mean, you can't beat it. The parking is easy.
With the Armour Brothers, you guys would be going with the $100 ticket, I'm assuming. With
yeah, I mean,
the biggest no-brainer ever, right?
The ROI for us would be a no-doubt no-brainer to get the $100 ticket, post up in the pavilion, which is right near the 18th green, kind of. You can also see the 9th fairway and green coming in. The weather, at least from what I saw, we're about a week out from the event, so it's, you know, could change, but it looked pretty good. So yeah, I think, you know, it's shaping up to be a really great event, and I think, you know, they've done a great job with it and hopefully get a lot of local support from people in the area.
Yeah, and a lot of the money, I think they said like $600,000 goes to charity, so.
All the proceeds from the tickets go to local charities and nonprofits or local high school golf programs and things like that. I mean, it's unbelievable. They just kind of put all that ticket money back into the community, so it's great.
Well, we'll be out there. We'll see if who we get to kind of follow and kind of watch it up close. Also, from a podcast standpoint, I was texting with Tom Pernice Jr. last night. We're still trying to make it work. He's good to go. Still trying to shore up Jesper, even though he said he would do it. Got Parnovic coming. And next week, for sure, I have Woody Austin coming on, which I think will be an interesting conversation, to say the least. He's an interesting character of golf. So, cool stuff coming up.
Yeah, that sounds great. I think, we're looking forward to getting out to Ivanhoe and obviously pushing out some more podcasts and different content. But, we will definitely be out at Ivanhoe Thursday. Obviously, we got those other interviews lined up. So golf season is in full swing. So obviously scheduling some of this stuff is takes a little bit of time just because guys' schedules are a lot more hectic than they were in January and February. But it's good to hear we got some other great guests lined up, and we'll get them on.
All right. Well, safe travels out to the middle of nowhere, and definitely put some pictures on the
Assuming they have Wi-Fi, because I don't know if my phone will have service. Okay.
No. The service is basically horrifying. But they have Wi-Fi in the lodge, so you can sit there overlooking one of the most beautiful, iconic scenes of golf you'll ever see out back, and the Wi-Fi will work, and you can broadcast whatever you need to from there.
Can't wait.
All right. Thanks for the call in. We'll talk to everybody soon, and let's have a great Friday.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Jason.